Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has shown me. Once again, I want to thank all of you so very much for praying for me and my husband during this very difficult time of his heart attack and the surgery. You can find those updates on my community page, which is found on my the main page of my channel. So go and check those out if you haven't already. And please continue to be praying. I will be putting a new update up probably in the next day or two to let you know what's going on. All right, well, today I knew that I needed to put this video out because yesterday could have been a very significant day. Yesterday was August 13th, 2020. Notice the number 13. It was the day that President Trump signed an agreement with, it's a peace deal, with the UAE and Israel. Actually, it was between the United States, from what I understand, United States, Israel, and the UAE, which is the United Arab Emirates. Brothers and sisters, is this Daniel 9:27 coming to fulfillment about the peace treaty that will be signed? Is this the beginning of the tribulation? Many people have said that once a peace treaty is signed between the Palestinians, the Arab nations, and Israel, that that would start the countdown to the tribulation starting. Has that happened? Has that happened, brothers and sisters? I will put two links down below of the actual news articles that show President Trump signing this peace deal. I think it's very interesting that the plan, this peace plan, was formally unveiled actually on January 28, 2020, just as the COVID-19 started taking off in our country. Are those two related? I don't know. But when you hear what the Lord has shown me a couple days ago, I have to wonder. Now, I want to mention that I had one dream about the new Madrid fault going off, an earthquake going off at the Madrid fault. I got that back in 2016, and when the Lord gave me this dream, I felt it was in reference to this peace deal that when Israel's land starts becoming divided. I do not know if this is the peace deal. I don't know if this is the one that's going to divide up Israel's land. That I don't know yet. However, I do want to bring this up. I will put down below the links for this dream. There was an article that was written in Z3 News back in 2016 that tells about this dream. It's a very significant dream. It was very prophetic. I know it was from the Lord, and I really believe it's concerning how the Lord will cut America in half if Israel is divided. So you can go ahead and read that. I also did a YouTube video on it, and I will leave that down, the link down below for you as well. Also, just a couple weeks ago put up, the Lord had told me about Israel once again. I put this up on May 29th. I had a vision, a night vision of a tree breaking in half, and it looked like an olive tree. And the Lord confirmed that because I heard Israel broken in two. Again, that link will be down below if you haven't already read that or read that article. All right, so now I want to bring to you the update that happened a couple days ago. Again, please notice the date. I got this on August 11th, 2020. I was going for a walk. This is so strange, brothers and sisters. I've never had something like this happen, but I know the Lord wants me to share this with you. And I didn't understand. I didn't have a full revelation yet to bring it to you at the time. I just knew that it was about Israel. But of course, what happened yesterday, now I know what the Lord was pointing to. Okay, so I was taking a walk, and I was walking down a path that I walk down all the time to, you know, every day I take a walk, and it's the way I take prayer walks, and it relieves the stress, and it's good exercise, and I try to get out every day when I can. Well, I really needed to take a walk on this day. I'm taking a walk on the same path I go on all the time. On the way back to the car, I look down on the path, and there was what looked like an olive branch. It was, it looked just like an olive branch. I don't know how to explain it, but you can look at olive, look at the branches of an olive tree. It had, it had about six different leaves on it, and it was right in front of me, and I picked it up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks like an olive branch tree, from an olive tree, and I'm totally confused about it. I knew it wasn't, because I don't think there are any olive trees there, but they have the exact same shape, exactly. So I started looking around. It totally stopped me from my walk, and I started hunting for the tree that it had fallen from, and I was looking everywhere, and I could not find a tree that had similar leaves like this branch I had found. And I just knew it was one of those moments from the Lord. I knew it was a sign from the Lord. So I go ahead and take the leaf back with me to the car. And when I get back to the car, I start itching. I never had this happen in my entire life. My arms, both arms and both legs were covered in welts. I had been somehow, while I was looking for this olive branch tree, I had been bitten several times on each of my limbs. And I was itching like crazy. I don't know if I got into a swarm of something. I didn't know what it was. And it wasn't mosquitoes. By the time I get home, I noticed that some of these have turned into boils. It wasn't just welts. They like turned into boils just in a short period of time. I was like really kind of freaking out. And I went ahead and got some charcoal, and I got some lavender oil, mixed it together, and put them all over. I counted about almost 20 on my legs and my arms. And it was crazy. I've never had, like I said, this has never happened before. And so I knew it was attack from the enemy. And as you all know, I've been telling you all, the attacks have been ongoing for me right now. This was just one of them. But I do believe that this was significant, that the Lord was pointing to something with Israel, and I knew it was connected. So fast forward to yesterday, we find out that now Trump has signed a peace deal with Israel and with the Arab nations. So this is highly significant. I believe that the Lord was pointing to this when I found this olive branch. Now I understand that it was another sign, and the boils that I got, I believe, are somehow connected. I don't have a full picture, but I do know that one of the plagues in Egypt, which I believe are going to be revisited on this earth as the end days continue, are what they call in Deuteronomy 28:27. It talks about the boils of Egypt that came upon the people. And I think we're going to see that happen. It also talks about in Revelation that there are sores that come upon the people who have taken the mark. And I think that's the fifth bowl. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's the fifth angel that brings the fifth bowl in the book of Revelation that brings sores, which is kind of like boils. So I don't know how those two are connected, but somehow they're connected. If you have any further understanding that the Lord gives you concerning the boils and this peace treaty and everything, I know that the olive tree does represent Israel. I know that it also can represent peace. You know, the olive leaf can represent peace, just like when the dove found an olive leaf from the ark to bring back to Noah to let him know that the land had dried up. And the dove is also a sign of peace. So all this is related. the olive tree branch, the peace, peace and safety. You know, it talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, where it talks when there's peace and safety will come sudden destruction. And that verse before that actually talks about the day of the Lord. So this is all connected. This is all connected. The peace and safety, sudden destruction, an earthquake happening, possibly the Madrid fault. Like I said, the Lord showed me a 9.5 earthquake happening there. I don't know if it'll be exactly a 9.5. When the Lord gives me numbers, it's to show the severity, not necessarily going to be exact that, though it could be. I don't know. All right. So I hope I've gotten all of this out for you to explain it. I went to the Lord this morning and asked him about it, and I did get a message while praying, and I'll go ahead. It's not a very long message, so if you could hang in there a little bit longer to listen to this message that I got from the Lord, and I'll end with that. Here's this message. It has gone forth, and it is a testimony to the fulfillment of my word being played out. And I believe when it is the peace plan. I believe that's what the Lord was talking about. It has gone forth, and it is a testimony to the fulfillment of my word being played out. Every dot and tittle of my word will come true and manifest itself on the earth. Every one of my prophecies written will happen and happen soon. This so-called deal of the century is a confirmation of these fulfillments. The horses have been let out of the gate and are now riding. I'm going to stop there. I believe he's talking about the four horses of the apocalypse. I had another video I was going to bring to you today, but that will have to wait. And it's talking once again, I believe the seals are being opened. Back to the message. No longer do you have to wait for tribulation that comes upon you, because the door has now been opened. No longer do you have to wonder when it will come, for it is here now. No longer will the judgments be held back. The floodgate has been released, and the waves will now flood in. The warnings have gone forth, and my bride knows what time it is. Time draws nigh and will soon be no more, as the world is plunged into darkness and chaos. My soon arrival will stir up the waters even more, for many will be left behind. The trumpet will sound, and I will descend and collect all who are my sheep and hear my voice. Don't be caught unaware like the five unprepared virgins. Put oil in your lamp and wait for me. Repent, wake up, and turn back to me with hearts undivided. Seek me as your first love, and you will be counted worthy. The clock ticks towards midnight. Your Savior, Jesus. And then I heard, the testing of Israel begins. The picture gets clearer. And that was the end of the message that I received today, brothers and sisters. I want to go ahead and then share where it talks about... let me see if I can find it. I actually don't know where it is now. I was going to share with you. I will put this in my blog since I'm not able to find it. Let me scroll down real quickly. Okay. Here it is. I did find it. Joel 3:2 actually talks about dividing the land of Israel. It says... And I will enter into judgment, I'm starting in the middle of the verse, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. Joel 3:2. Like I said, brothers and sisters, I don't know if this is the peace deal that is going to possibly usher in the tribulation and divide the land of Israel. I don't know that yet. Maybe some of you have more information than I do on this. Okay, and then I want to bring to you 1 Thessalonians 5:2 through 3, and I'll end with this. Now, I'll start with verse 1, actually. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, Destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so this day should not surprise you like a thief. And that was verse 4. Shalom, brothers and sisters.